Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
Fuck, no, you can't say me because I've got a bit in my head and I don't have a voice line ready.
That's weird.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Nika Howard.
Nicole? Was that it?
That's it.
Also with us, this is 200 episodes, folks. Also with us, Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone. I'm hopped up on medication. I'm here to have a good time tonight.
Tim Lanning's here.
I'm not going to introduce myself to that traitor's off the show.
And that's it, because everyone was so mad at Mike Bachman that they kicked him off the show.
He's in jail.
Just kidding. Mike Bachman's here, too.
Wait, don't say me yet. I have a bit that I'm thinking of.
Is this your way to keep us from killing your characters? Like, if I never get introduced and keep my bit back. Like, all right, I guess we clean up the shards? I don't know.
I mean, if anybody is bothered by having their character be killed, it's not me.
That's true. He loves it. That's how he comes. Me.
That is how he comes.
You guys understand what's going to happen, right? You're falling. You're going to fall through two floors right into the potions lab, where Jet is going to fall into a giant vat of super potion.
And then he's going to
come out of it being a giant sludge monster.
You've played Batman.
Power Rangers have Zords, because I'm going to get real big.
I can make myself big. I can make you think I'm big.
We are screwed.
All right, so this is episode 200. It's very special. It's the last episode of the podcast because we're all going to fight. We're going to start 6 more podcasts about this show after we're done. But no 2 of the shows will have 2 of the same characters because we're not going to be on speaking terms with each other.
We're all going to be fighting.
Right. Can we just real quick, hey, we haven't said this in a while, get a GeeklyCon ticket. Why not? It's episode 200. Yeah. Treat yourself.
Uh-huh. Treat yourself.
You should get one. If you want to see us fight with each other in real life, come to GeeklyCon.
If you there's only 100 and something tickets left. So.
Nuh-uh. Are you fucking serious?
Really, really get on that.
Yeah. If you've listened to 200 episodes of this shit, you should probably just come to GeeklyCon.
Just go to GeeklyCon.
It's going to be so fun. Our live show this year is going to be longer, bigger, better, uncut. It's going to have drinking.
Oh.
Which is new. That is true.
And eating.
Absolutely true.
Going to get rowdy.
And if we get enough...
Can we say it's in a rock and roll club?
It's in a rock and roll club.
Oh my goodness.
And they're so stoked to have us. All the other venues we talked to was like, oh, hello, how can we help you? Oh, yes, we had this, that, and another thing. This club, which is amazing, was like, hey, what do you need?
That was it.
That's dope.
And I'm like, I'm not cool enough to talk to you.
Addie's shadow.
Bachman, do you see Addie's shadow in the background? This is your punishment.
Listen, you fuckers are mad about me betraying you on the podcast. I am constantly betrayed by Addie's visage. I even see that dog in the background.
And
so hideous in its beauty.
Listening at home, get caught up and watch on twitch.tv/geeklyinc every other Thursday.
And then you can see our terrifying dog in the background doing weird things.
So scary.
It's very scary.
My face got really red last episode because I was so angry. And I couldn't help it.
He's red and mad and nude.
I'm nude.
Oh man, should we talk about what happened last episode?
I guess we should.
Should we
roll for it, or should we just make Mike Bachman say what happened?
I think we should make Bachman speak those traitorous words out of his betrayer's mouth.
Yeah, but we could all roll in an honor of Mike Bachman. I don't even know what to call him anymore. We could just lie and then say we got 2s.
Nothing would make me happier.
I didn't know that episode 200 was going to be the roast of my mom.
You can't lie. Here's the thing. If you truly want to do it in my spirit, you can't lie until you hear what my role is.
Ooh,
so you go first.
Right, you go first.
I got a 3.
I got 2.
I got a 2.
I got 4. Fuck. No. I got 2.
All right, Mike Bachman, what happened last week on the Drunks and Dragons 5th edition actual play Dungeons and Dragons podcast?
Okay. Well, we all were, you know, at the White Spire trying to figure out just what's going on. And so we get inside and we start, you know, climbing the floors, and Toby's being gracious enough, as he does, to guide us through the floors and tell us, you know, what's on the next. And then next thing you know, we get to the 7th floor and the entire party turns on me. Everyone was evil, and I being the only one who was true of heart and truly brave enough to stand up to the tyranny of this group, which still does not have a name to this day. I had to stand up to them, you know, and it was just me and my 20 friends against the party.
Bachman, these alternative facts you were bringing to us.
Listen,
he's just doing a good job, and you guys are all being mean to him, and it's unfair.
Yep. So we're gonna
sad.
I tell you what, we're gonna be tough on the party. We're gonna dispatch them swiftly.
Oh,
and then we're just gonna get on with. You know, figuring out just what's going on with the White Spire. I mean, I know what's going on with the White Spire, but we're gonna just move on with our lives.
Okay. I think he blew up my room.
I think that might have happened.
Was that your bedroom on the 7th floor?
It was on the 10th.
Oh.
I think the whole deal's coming down.
I mean, yeah, how many load-bearing pillars were damaged?
Well, like, one less after Jennifer made one into a coffin.
Well, since jet fuel can't melt steel at that temperature, it's not going to fall.
Wait, there's jokes to be said with jet fuel, right? Because it's jet, right? There's something we can do.
Oh, shit, that's even funnier.
Yeah.
Good times. I like
oof.
That.
Oof-da.
Oof-da-doof-da.
Would the White Spire pass a building inspection?
I saw them before Toby left. He saw them bringing in weird packages and stuffing them in the walls. I don't know. For some reason, the bank 4 blocks down from the White Spire also falls down for no apparent reason, but whatever. Okay. It's called Read a History Book, kids. All right.
Tim's getting negative shirt off or something right now. He's stressed out.
He's all agitated.
Take off your sweater. Let's see your pink skin.
You cannot ask a man to see his pink skin.
His pink nipple of skin.
My nipple-covered flesh.
I can't wait to the eventual mailbag where we talk about how long we've been planning this, Mike Bachman. Because it's been long time.
Was it really since you started playing Jet?
Do you guys remember episode 32?
when Harper was introduced.
Oh, God. No, I think it's been a long time, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that for fun. All right. So you guys were trying to figure out what was going on with this magical disturbance. All of this energy was getting shot up into the air, and you found out with Jet monologuing that it's actually energy is being siphoned off and shot up into the sky to keep Nereve from falling to Earth.
And Nereve has been in the sky for 5 years?
For 5 years, yeah.
Damn. And no one noticed.
Damn.
No astronomers noticed any like weird anomalies in the sky. Well,
you can't see it from the ground. So, I mean, it's magic.
Oh, it's magic.
Okay. Yeah. God, you just say it's magic and then you don't have to explain it.
You don't have to explain anything else.
As a wizard, I do agree with this.
So you guys ran up through the White Spire, took a little tour, and then got jumped by all these evil.
Wait, I already did the recap. What?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Falling, I believe, is what's happening.
But yeah, so there was a monster, it was trapped, something happened, this vat, which was a barrel, it was a red barrel, just in case anyone missed that, it exploded, like in video games.
I thought the
games.
Barrel was normal, but the goo was red, man.
Well, it was still a red barrel. Okay, come on.
I guess.
Anyway, it exploded. I was hoping one of you would just shoot it, but...
I have water shaping, which I was hoping was like I could control liquids. I don't think it can do that.
Damn. Anyway, everything exploded. The floor started coming out from below you. And you all fell. And you were falling. And that's where we left it. You guys were mid-fall.
don't like this.
Wait, how far is the fall?
It doesn't feel that far. You do hit ground.
So I couldn't mid-fall open up a door to the jerk hut. And all 20 of my friends drop into the jerk hut.
Oh, no. Probably not.
And I assume that we're not, because you said it was a huge explosion, right?
It was a huge explosion, yeah.
And that's gotta hurt everyone not inside, that's not protected, right?
Probably, yeah.
Like Jet, maybe.
Well, and all his friends.
I'll tell you what. So you guys crash into the ground, right? Mm-hmm. There's white, in your little dome, which, I don't know, do you think it would have come with you, or do you think I feel like it would have stayed?
It's a sphere, we would have hit the bottom of it. If I didn't say, I think I said it was a dome.
Yeah.
Depending on where I anchored it, it would either A, stay where it was, or B, fall with us. I think legally, Michael,
mm-hmm.
I think legally, mm-hmm. it was a sphere the entire time. There you go, bub. I think in my mind it was a dome, even though I did kind of think about it going underneath in case these nerds tried to dig underneath it, but I was more nervous about the monster jumping in that I didn't think about what was beneath us, so I did not create a bottom.
No.
All tops, no bottoms.
But it's also a concentration spell, so it's theoretically still above us. And if I...
Can you just swoop it underneath?
I don't know if I can move it.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you roll for breaking your concentration right now?
You are falling right now.
I did fall.
I think I might even give you disadvantage.
I got a 13. So I win.
Is that good?
That's good. Yeah, you have to beat 10, I think.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Or 15, I got. 15. What? Man, I'm dumb.
The best thing about Tim's character sheet is that his current hit points are, this seems wrong.
So anyway, you guys fell there. There's white dust everywhere. As it clears, you seem to have, there's still white spire above you. The whole thing did not collapse.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's probably being held up. It's probably the whole thing is probably being held up by that wall of force.
I love you.
Oh, really?
I love you.
If you let it go, the whole thing's gonna drop right on you. and you seem to have been almost thrown. It seems uncanny. Like you have been thrown into an arena practically, because there's just rubble all around you. You're being encased with rubble. It's all around you. And the most of the guys, most of the, these bad mask guys are not here. It just ended up being with that, the guy with the cat mask, Jet, and the guy, and there's another guy wearing a bat mask. It's a cat and a bat.
Cat bat. Cat bat pug.
And you realize that, you're still facing off, locked in a struggle to the death.
So it's kind of like in Game of Thrones when all those dead bodies start piling up, where but this is rubble and shit.
Yeah.
Now, Swifty, supposing in the confusion of the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'd have enough time, or just presence of mind, really, to get a shape change off for me to just turn into something else?
Are you going to try to turn into something and run away from us so that we don't know it's you?
What are you? I mean,
we were protected and he wasn't, Michael. So if you want to make the wrong choice and give this traitor a bonus, we should all get bonuses too.
I don't know. I would consider that a bonus because,
it's a bonus action.
I will tell you, Jet, that you're going to come up before anybody else in the initiative order. So, you'll have a free chance to do whatever you want.
Yeah. I think it would have been kind of important for it to happen during the fall. So that's fine.
I mean, I feel like that would be really difficult to shape. Everything's crazy. It's also explosion.
We don't know who's to say what these changelings are capable of.
That's true.
We haven't seen them in this universe before.
Is that what you are?
Yeah, I'm a Nerevian. Yeah.
He's so fucky, because who knows?
Who knows? He's so mean. I thought we were our friends.
Do you want to message me and tell me what you wanted to do, Bachman?
Yeah. Let me do this. Hold up.
Can we make attacks while we're falling?
No.
Damn it.
Can I?
Come on. Come on.
Michael, did you tell me how my coffin is? Is it okay?
You know what? You see it, it's laying there. Somehow, magically, it fell and broke, and it's laying there as a coffin.
Nice. Wait, it fell, it broke, or it's not broken?
I mean, everything broke, and then it fell, and somehow it's still a coffin, but...
Oh, thank goodness.
What's the monster?
What's that? You don't see it.
Can I talk to Tim and Jennifer just real fast?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
Wait, is this during the fall? Oh, Tim and Jennifer. Okay.
Right, yeah. Not the dirty betrayer jet. If you guys wanted, I could use Dimension Door. Because we're not on the floor any more that like prohibits or dampens spells since we're falling.
Good point.
It's instantaneous.
Well, there's
so
only three of them right now.
Yeah, we probably just take them. But I think that we could definitely leave that as an option if things start to get too hairy.
Mm-hmm. I was just meaning just in terms of falling. Since we're on the 7th or the 11th floor?
7th.
So we're going to fall 70 feet.
No, we're not falling the entire way down.
Oh, okay. Just to the next. Okay.
No, you didn't fall that far.
Oh, okay. I thought we were falling all the way from the 7th to the bottom floor. And I was
at this point, Michael hasn't given us any damage. She's probably smart because he knows that I will say whatever damage we get, Bachman should get twice as much because of my bubble.
Truth. Okay.
That's definitely true.
Definitely.
Definitely. Your bubbles.
My bubble.
All right. So the bat guy, it's his turn in the initiative order. He sees his leader has taken a massive amount of damage in one hit, and he force feeds him some sort of potion.
Okay. Give him more hit points so I can keep hitting him.
Good, yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to just go unarmed so it lasts longer?
No.
Keep laying on hands on him. One hand, lay on hands, other hand, lay on hands.
And then we come back around to the top of the round, because this is all just happening in the span of 6 seconds or whatever. And the guy in the cat mask, he is gonna charge forward, and he's going to attack Aludra.
What? That's my friend. Oh, yeah. Ow! What's happening?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. It's
happening.
They blew
up my house.
Oh, off the table. Shit!
You're off the table.
You're off the table.
You're on the podcast.
Oh, shit.
He gets a 16 versus AC. I'm going to assume that doesn't hit.
No. No.
And then he, the eyes of his mask flash red as he stares at Toby. And Toby has to make a DC 16 wisdom saving throw.
You get a plus 3. Are you within 10 feet of me?
You know I am. I think I have a mantle of spell resistance, so we all know what that does. You have advantage on saving throws against spells while you wear this cloak. So I get plus 3 and I get a roll twice. And I'm like, why is he looking at me like this? I got, you said wisdom?
Yeah.
First roll is a 13.
Okay.
Second roll, nice, is a 23.
Alright, you succeed.
Ah! Quit looking at me, kitty cat!
Beat it!
You're trying to blow my house up!
Scram!
Jet, you feel better after that potion. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah, Kofati always does the trick. What? Elydra, what kind of armor do you wear?
What? I'm telling you. I I
can see it, though.
Fuck
so,
off armor.
I mean, it's not a secret that you can keep. I could see your armor.
He's gonna heat up the metal in your armor and try to cook you inside of it.
Listen, it's an oldie but goodie.
I actually don't remember.
You have dragon scale.
That's right. Almost as scale. I mean, I guess it is scale.
But it's dragon.
Dragon scale.
Okay.
So it's not really metal.
No, yeah, it's dragon skins.
Yeah, you can use that up.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
It's fire made flesh, baby.
Isn't it technically metal?
Actually made out of dragon scales.
Listen. The dragons, they love the heat.
They love it.
I'm gonna only like it if you did.
They pee fire mate.
What is dragon scale made out of? Dragon scale. Oh man, well that's obvious.
Dragon toenails.
MichaelBlue.jpg. I don't know what I was expecting. Dead bird, don't eat. You guys see my hot picture I posted on the net? That's my box of checks that
Jayla,
says.
What do you wear?
Old checks, don't eat.
I wear. Oh, thanks, Hugo.
Oh, that was going to be my next question regardless of you.
Yeah, sure it was.
Don't you worry.
It's metal. You can go ahead and heat metal on me.
I'm throwing us under the fucking bus tonight.
What level is heat metal?
It's a second level spell.
It's two, but it's six for this time.
I can't do shit for that. Wait, actually, yes, I can.
Oh, it doesn't matter because I made your fucking save.
That's to drop the object. How are you going to drop armor that you're wearing?
Uh-oh.
No, it's not. I just fucking read it.
This is fun. You guys
Constitution
just...
saving throw or to drop the object if it can.
I like when we fight each other and I'm not part of it. I'm just like observing.
Me too, Jennifer. I feel the same way.
I feel like I'm watching an anime. Okay.
Give me your fucking damage. Oh wait, hold on.
Wait, so even if you save, it hurts?
No, you can't drop armor.
I would have to take it off. Which I'm not taking it off.
Well, there's a doffing and donning.
What's your doff speed?
Oh, so you make it the armor hot regardless, even if you succeed in saving throw?
Yeah. Wait, see, Jayla is so, like, battle-hardened. It's just like, I'm just gonna fight through the burning armor because I'm better off with it than without it.
That's not right for Jayla, actually.
I'm not surprised.
She's wild, man. Can't stop her.
She's like, this is what I like.
Okay. Alright, hold on.
This shit's wild.
This is too stressful. I don't like it.
It's really fun for me.
Fatwin versus Nika.
What's the spell called?
Top 10 anime
heat
deaths
metal.
Right here.
Heat metal. Oh, but these are good ass rolls though.
It's fun.
We have a good time.
It's fun. It's fun when it's fun.
This is fun. I also think it's really funny to read the chat.
I'm not the bad guy right now.
The chat is great.
Listen, this hurts me just as much as it hurts you.
Oh, it's going to.
What's happening? Am I supposed to be doing
He's
something?
He's figuring out his, like, 8d8... 68?
It's 6.
68.
Jesus. But it does 43 damage.
That's fine.
Jill doesn't even care.
She doesn't give a shit.
Because I made a fucking tank.
But you have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
But I had
advantage.
If it
doesn't drop the object, disadvantage on attack.
Already, so now I just roll.
Oh, wait,
now you're normal like the rest of us.
Oh, man.
Jesus, Jayla on fire with her glowing, scary eyes, 17 feet tall.
Why don't you just polymorph her into a frog or something? I mean, come on.
Michael?
Can I polymorph her into a frog?
What? I'm trying to help.
Wearing
that's
hot metal.
She looks way cooler when she's on fire.
How far away am I from the other party, from this party right now?
I think
this,
well, what
it's
is
important
your...
that this is expressly defined, I feel.
I agree. What is the range of the spell you just cast?
60 feet.
Let's plan out the battlefield here so there's no... I feel like tensions are high. Surprisingly, the way it landed was Jet was about 30 feet away from the rest of the group. The cat and bat are between y'all. And then you guys are
all kind of grouped up together since you were in your bubble. So Cat and Bat are about, I would say, about 10 feet away from the group.
Well, Bat is next to Jet. Or Cat. Bat? Which one ever gave him the potion?
Oh, that's true. Yes. He gave him the potion and then he moved.
Oh, did he say
that
move,
out?
Huh?
Did I say that out loud? I was in my head.
I must have missed it.
Cat actually picked Bat up and carried him.
Okay, now that can be nice.
Okay, so how big is this floor? Like,
the total whole thing, I would say, is about, I would say it's about 100 feet.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I hate to get so granular here, but like this distance is very important to me right now. So where is how far? Give me a number. Like, what's the maximum distance I can get away from the party right now?
Probably you could go about 30 more feet away. You could get to about 60 feet.
Oh, so I'm not already 60 feet away.
You're 30 feet away right now.
So they're right. They must be like in the middle of the room, roughly.
Close. They're a little bit.
They're 10 feet from the middle of the room.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, this that blows it. Okay. What about doors? Where
no,
are the exits?
You are just surrounded with rubble.
But I could seep into the rubble.
You could seep. There's the floor below you is broken, and there's cracks and stuff. You could just go into it. That is.
I'm not saying
true.
I necessarily want to leave, but I could seep behind rubble and be protected. I mean,
some would argue that yes, you could go into the ground.
Yeah, that's true. I could do
like
that.
You could have, you know, 10, 20 feet of rubble between you guys.
Oh my god.
Right. I do that. I just want to, you know, just want to have like, you know, what is that, you know, what is, just for, you know, for shits and giggles, what would 20 feet of rubble make my AC?
Well, I don't think they'd be able to get at you.
You wouldn't be okay.
In a round. Unless right. They had some sort of ability to move a rock.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure somebody's going to fucking light a nuke in that bitch. But, I'm going to say that I'm going to, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to just seep in. I'm going to do my bardic inspiration to another dude. And
the cat or the bat?
The bat. Okay. And I'm going to remind the cat that he has bardic inspiration, that he needs to use it. And then I'm going to seep into the rubble.
They both kind of look in Jet's direction, and you can't tell their expression because they're wearing masks.
But I know in my heart.
What does bardic inspiration give you again? Plus
bardic
something?
Inspiration. I can inspire another creature within 60 feet who can hear me. One time within 10 minutes, they can roll a d10 and add it to an ability, attack, or saving throw.
Gotcha. Got it. Okay. Jayla.
So we look around and we see that Jed is no longer on the battlefield, correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. I am going to take my action to heal myself, and then with a nat 20 intimidation check, I am also going to say, just like you, Jet, to run away when things get hard and leave everyone behind like the traitor and coward you are. Come out and fight us, or why don't you just go find your worthless and B-level music career?
Oh boy.
And I'm gonna heal myself.
Drag him! Holy shit! Oh, I feel so powerful now. I feel like
I'm uncomfortable.
I was infused with energy.
No, I mean, I can respect the nat 20 intimidation, but I would think that intimidation would cause me to retreat further. Not
theoretically,
come out and fight, unfortunately.
Yes, it is one of those things where she is trying to intimidate you, but do that intimidation where you call someone out on their bullshit to try to she's
make
trying to get you
stuff
fired up. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really pump them up.
So yeah,
but I mean, it doesn't really—it's not really going to have an effect on I'm doing at this given
any moment. Keep in time. Running and hiding. That's fine.
Right.
I
definitely could.
I don't. I think what you don't realize about Jet is that, I mean, he is, you know, I'll own up to it. He's a slimy bastard, and he has no qualms about being seen that way.
Until we go around and we destroy his name on Drunk Rose social media.
Damn.
Man.
Still got a whole other world to be a star, love.
I mean, all intimidation is to get someone to do something you want in a scary way. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So, I think this is a DM call, my dude.
I find it weird that, like, you could intimidate someone into attacking you. You know what I mean?
No, well, that's actually taunting. A big part of intimidate, because it's like taunting.
I don't know.
Aludra, you're up.
Okay, I just want to clarify this real quick before I get yelled at. I cannot do Stone Shape again. I had one 4th level spell slot, and I already used that shit, so I can't do it again. I am sorry. Sorry, I should have been more prepared. There was so much happening.
This is where I'm sad that, like, Mordenkainen's Magnificent Mansion specifically says that I can't use my Meeseeks to attack.
Okay.
Wait, they're Meeseeks?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much. Oh. I mean, the description is pretty much Meeseeks.
Okay, so Jet's a goo in the gravel, correct?
Yeah, he's under the ground. There's a man wearing a cat mask and a man wearing a bat mask.
Do I know the general area that he is?
Vaguely, yeah.
Okay.
You saw where he went in.
Because if I went into the ground, I've got a 30-foot radius in any direction.
Would you call him a loose or a lightweight material?
I mean, I suppose.
Who you call loose?
I suppose he'd be very loose.
Okay, that is a great. That's a great thing, because what I would love to do right now is to use my wind wall, because basically, once I do the wind wall, this is loose, lightweight materials brought into the wall fly upward, so I'm going to put the wind wall on his general area to extract him.
How big is the wind wall?
From the rock. It's fucking big, dude. It's 50 feet long, 15 feet high, one foot thick. So can I just, like, push this wind wall through the gravels
okay,
to extract him?
It seems... Wait, you can move it?
That's a good question, actually.
Because if you can just cast it, then you got to think about, it's got to be the right angle, and then you only have a 1 foot width that I have to be in for that to hit me.
I actually don't know if I can move it or not. It says I can do it in any shape I choose, though.
It's like a tornado under his butt or something like that. A big-ass tornado.
You can do it in any shape you choose, but it's 50 feet long, 1 foot wide. gives that specific stats, but it can be any shape you choose.
No, that's what it says. It says you can shape the wall any way you choose, so long as it makes one continuous path along the ground. So if I just do it like a big old, like a swirl, like a ribbon candy.
How do we know if that hits me?
I roll a die.
Let's fucking do it.
Yeah, that definitely hits you.
Fuck that shit.
You get hoovered.
Get that goo man up out of that ground. You've been hoovered, mate.
What else gets caught in it?
Anything that's in it.
So you're just being pummeled by rocks.
Yeah,
well, they just go stuff in the air.
There's goo and there's lots of pebbles and all sorts of debris and something probably personal to Toby that was.
Oh no! Book of Toads!
A picture of his family just covered in slop.
Okay. Is that you're done? Is that your?
Yeah, I think I did what I set out to do.
Aludra has hoovered up Jet. He's back in the battlefield, and we go to Toby.
What's up? Okay, so I see Toby, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I see Jet, I see the two the kitty boy, the bat, the at brothers. How far away is Jet?
Jet would be, I think, about 60 feet away from you at this point.
I
feel like I'm probably at a variety of distances away from him at this point.
One thing, I don't think I clarified this. So when he got hoovered up, he also takes damage when that happens.
That can't be right.
And if not more, what with getting smashed by all these fucking rocks?
I would just, I would argue that his, I mean, we already hoovered him up, which was, I think, pretty good. In his gooey state, I'm going to say he probably doesn't.
Does that break his concentrations?
Concentration? Great point. Now, Michael, I know you've figured out just what the gooey shit is, so
right,
you should probably roll for concentration.
Hold on, let me get out my notebook.
Yeah. Is he in jet form or is he in goo form?
He's
or
am in a vaguely jet-shaped goo form.
Got it, bud. Then I will go ahead and say, Jet, I can't believe you did this, and I spit at you.
Damn.
But then my spit goes from a little tiny, a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, and then you get engulfed in a huge ball of water, and you get pushed in the air. Let's say 10 feet off the ground. And
why do you keep doing this?
You have to make a strength saving throw against me, and I believe that's 18. Yes, you have to beat an 18 strength save DC.
What spell is this?
A watery sphere.
I do not pass that.
Okay, so I conjure a sphere of water, like a 10-foot globe. You are now restrained, and you're inside of it, and it's floating 10 feet off the air. At the end of each of your turns, you can repeat the saving throw, but you're drowning now.
How long can I survive drowning?
Pretty long. Yeah.
But the basic thing
is... each turn 6 seconds, and I know, personally, I can hold my breath for longer than that.
Yeah, but I can move it on my turns, so, yeah. And okay. Then I move myself, because I don't know if I can move it in the same round. Let's just say I can't, because I don't have the book that has a spell in it. I just have the spell card. And I move farther away, making sure to be as protected by Aludra and Jayla as possible. And my wall of force dissipates, unfortunately, gang.
Aw, man.
I know.
The whole thing comes down on you.
I'm disappointed.
The bat has a hatchet in its hand, and it takes a swipe at Aludra. 28.
A 20?
Sorry, 28, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
You're going to take D8 of slashing damage and... Or sorry, you're going to take 8 slashing damage and 10 necrotic.
Ouch. Is the necrotic damage anything special? It's just if I have a thing.
Yeah, if you have a thing against it.
I don't.
And then now it's the bat's turn, because it wasn't his turn earlier. And now he's just going to attack you again.
I don't like that.
And that is much worse. That is a 14.
Oh no, that one doesn't.
I'll say he swings and hits you, and you know, does gross necrotic. It slashes you, and the wound becomes kind of black and pussy and gross.
Okay.
And then he goes to swing at you again, and this time you're like, "Whoa, there, buddy!" And you parry away his attack with your hammer.
What would you say to someone trying to smash you?
I think I would just like grunt. I don't think I'd be like anything. Just be like, "Ugh."
All right.
Now, my Michael, Mashed Potate in the chat brings up a good point that I feel like is worth discussing at length. He says that as goo, I could possibly survive longer in water due to osmosis and being able to take the low parts per million of dissolved gas in the water.
Yeah. No, I am not trying to drown you. That is not the
goal. I think we should entrap Jet into a little fishbowl, like with those like necklaces that has water in it, and keep them in there.
I'd be a good sport about it. I'd turn into a fish for you.
Can we put each of our names on a piece of rice inside of it?
Yes, that's what I want.
The cat takes a swing at Jayla and gets a 19.
That will hit. Is that with a disadvantage?
That Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's great.
That's great. Weird. News. I feel like Joe's gonna hit a lot.
So you're gonna take another 14 bludgeoning.
Cool.
And 21 necrotic, and your max hit points, it goes down 10 again.
Another 10.
And we're back around to Jet. Jet, you're trapped in a big ball of spit.
Restrained.
Okay. Yeah, that is unfortunate. I would love to... Ah, shit, I should have used my inspiration. Fuck.
You can't move, and your attacks have disadvantage. And we have advantage on you if we try to hit you.
Okay. Well, my... I get to use my... You said my concentration did not break. Is that the consensus there, Threftu?
I think you probably have to roll for it.
Yeah, you have to roll for it. It's a constitution saving throw.
For me?
Yes.
That was a constitution saving throw for the person who is...
No. Whenever affected. You get what? Messed with, you have to roll...
What are you concentrating on right now?
The heat metal.
Oh, okay.
Wait, goo form isn't a concentration spell? Oh, Michael, this is OP, but I like it because it's funny.
I rolled a 19.
Okay, you concentrate. Okay, so what you doing, Jetty?
As a bonus action, I can do the damage again, I believe. Until the spell ends, you can use a bonus action on each of your subsequent turns to cause the damage again. I don't know where we're at on damage, but I feel like this is a good time to mention that I don't want to kill.
I think it's a little too late for that.
On spells.
Oh, you can't not kill on spells?
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah.
Whoops.
They got rid of that.
I mean, I'm probably like nowhere close anyway, but were I to be close, how does death work on players in 5e? I don't think we've even had anybody that close, have we?
Yeah, Harper almost died. They did that.
Do they do like saving throws against death like we did in 4E, or is it different?
I forget exactly how it works, but it's very similar. I think it's the thing, if you go negative half your total or something like that, then you immediately die, and then you have like 3 saving throws, and then we can save them. But I will look it up, since it does not come up much.
It is 38.
38?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay, are you okay?
Remember, she healed herself.
True.
I'm so afraid.
Yeah, Nika, you're okay. It's the scariest thing.
Scary. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't.
Then maybe you shouldn't have chosen to do this to us, your friends.
Maybe you shouldn't have chosen this out of darkness.
I would say that I could be safe from those kind of things if I didn't betray the party, but I didn't betray the party before when I took back Blood Drinker, who was rightfully mine, and it was just as scary. Every bit as scary. So it was gonna happen one way or another. I might as well fuck myself. I drink a potion.
Oh my God.
How much should I get from potions?
I drink a potion.
Not much. Isn't it like a D8 or something?
Yeah, it's like a D8 plus one or something. It's not that much.
Okay, then I don't want to do that. That's
no,
dumb.
No, that's fine. Take your fucking action. Drink that potion.
Yeah, man. It's a good
You're
action, bud.
Eat it.
Yeah, no, potions suck.
Yeah, why did we even bother taking them?
That I know. Was a waste. They were lame, and I hate them.
We should have just thrown them on the ground.
Yeah. It's 2d4 plus 2.
That's really low.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could theoretically get 4 points back, and that could be it.
No, you can theoretically get 10.
No,
theoretically.
She's in the
bottom. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. On a 4. Hell day.
Right.
That being said,
on a normal day,
a 2 or a 4 to 10 is not great.
Right, no.
None of those numbers are good.
No, they're all bad. Yeah.
So what's Jet doing?
Jet's trying to figure out. He's frantically searching his character sheet, is what Jet's doing, for some shady fucking trick that he can do to delay the inevitable. Really. I mean, far be it for him to invade a neighboring dimension without doing his research first, apparently. That's fucking concentration. Of course it is!
Concentration sucks.
All the good spells are concentration.
Yeah.
Listen, apparently multitasking does not exist in D&D.
Not when you have to concentrate on shit.
People can concentrate on more than one thing at a time.
Mm.
It's life. It is possible.
Oh, so in 5e, it's not half your HP. It's 100% of your HP. So to kill someone, you need to do their, if they have 1 HP, you have to do their maximum HP plus 1 damage. So that's tough.
That's a lot, Jesus. Like, my HP's 109.
Yeah.
Besides that, you just go unconscious.
Man, we should just fucking go balls to the wall more often.
Yeah, man,
when
we
it's that hard.
Wild.
Let's just see what
like, oh no, we're gonna die, and we're at like half HP. Like, I believe we've made that exact noise before.
We all have.
Okay, who's tired? Who wants to take a nap? Because that does not require concentration. I mean, it's probably gonna fail. Ooh, since creatures into. Within 20 feet of a point you choose. You guys are all like within 20 feet of each other, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they probably three? Are.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I want to cast sleep on the point that is central to the three of these friends.
What level?
As high as I can, and I'll tell you that in just a moment. Because you know what? Ain't no point in being stingy with my spell slots.
Yeah, gotta get those spell slots out.
Yeah, man. You're dying here.
At level 5.
Okay.
Let me guess, you can fucking counterspell every turn at level 5 for free.
No.
All day.
All day.
Do it. Do it, Toby. Do it.
Look at my voice.
Look into your heart. What is it you're trying to do to us? You're trying to make us sleep?
I want to make you guys sleep, and I want you to sleep through the burn.
Are you going to put us in your Pokeballs, then?
All right, yeah, I'm gonna cast Counterspell.
Oh! There's a big surprise! I think you're going to have a heart attack and die from that surprise!
Technically, I haven't cast it yet. I go, counter! And then Jayla goes, each time. And I go, I'm useful! This time, though... What level are you casting again? I'm sorry.
5.
Yeah, then I negate it. I finally use my 5th counterspell! I've been waiting to do that! Jayla, don't roll!
I won't. I haven't touched any dice.
Counterspell! Eat my butt! Ooh, who's punching a brigand now, idiot? and now you have to make a strength saving throw to try to get out of my water. You're just like trying to get out of there.
Oh, praise Jesus, it's a nat 20.
No, bullshit!
Praise Jesus.
I love to fight my friends.
All right, I fight
so
for my friends.
When you succeed, you get ejected out of it in the direction that I more or less choose, because that's kind of how the spell works. This is my thing. So you get ejected towards us. So you're on top of the rubble, but a little bit in front of the ball.
You should do it towards me, because if he gets close enough, I get an attack of opportunity when he enters my square.
I can't do it that way, man.
Fuck.
I mean, and then you fall 10 feet and probably take... Oof.
1d6
no damage.
Damage.
Probably no damage. But, ooh, wonder if you'd lose concentration.
All right, Jed, are you done?
I mean, I guess...
Okay, Jayla.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
How far away is Jet from me? This is very important.
He's about
400 feet.
He's really far. I think he's like 60 feet.
That's not really far.
I move.
Have you seen her? She's like a cheetah.
And I would like to attack him.
Can you get 60 feet in one round?
Well, you have to get 50 feet.
Yeah. I have to get 50 feet. So I can move, and then I can use my move action to move, and then I can use a bonus action to move additional and still have my action, my standard action.
How?
Because that's how you do it, right? You can use a bonus to
dash.
Yes, you can
dash. Uses standard and move action. It doesn't use a bonus.
No, you can. Yeah, no. It literally, one of the parts in here is that you can use
it. I feel like we look this up all the time.
Here's the thing. You're going to get
sure
a
dash
spell
is an action.
Or you're going to get my sword.
If you could... No, I mean, like, because if dash worked that way, then you could just always do a dash.
No, that's the whole point, that you can use... You can move things around. Movement is not the important thing you can do.
So dash is an action. It's an official action.
Oh, it is an action.
Yes.
Okay. But I can still see him, right? I'm going to do this because this seems fun.
Yeah,
I can still see Jet. I would like you to make a wisdom saving throw.
No. I don't want to do it.
That is an action here. It says no.
19.
You pass.
Listen, I don't have anything to prove. I can admit when I'm scared.
But this does just mean that I am literally 10 feet away from you. I am standing in your face right now.
Jayla, keep your halberd pointed straight.
Definitely would have taken attacks of opportunity.
And she's still on fire, which I love. You should, like... No, never mind.
No.
Wait, did she take an attacks of opportunity? You keep teasing me with these things.
No. Yeah, no, she does.
Wait, when?
Because you've got, like, two guys right next to you.
Oh.
And you're running away from them.
The dudes that were punching you and missing, because they're idiots!
Oh, okay, sure, yeah, if they want to attack me. They can try
they
to.
They do. Fuck. They really, really do.
They still have disadvantage.
They're more than anything.
Worst henchman ever.
Yeah, you gotta get better.
I mean, I love them like brothers. Like, one of them stood up at my wedding, but they are no good at this combat
stuff. Yeah, Cat and Bat gotta go.
Cat and Bat suck. What, you're married?
Huh? Cat definitely misses, but Bat got a 23.
With disadvantage? That seems really high.
With disadvantage, I know, right? I could have had Bat hit you first, and then you would have then
it would have
wouldn't
stopped
have had
my
disadvantage.
Movement. Yeah, no, that's fine. I appreciate everything you do, Michael.
Thank you. You take
the amount of hit points you have left. Damage.
You take 10 bludgeoning.
Okay.
Or sorry, slashing. Doesn't matter.
Listen,
it's fine.
I'm admitting when I'm taking a lot of damage, and I'm opening my heart so that you all know that I'm in a pickle here, right? And the least you could do is at least react a little bit, just if only to make me feel better.
No, you trying to hurt me, and you ruining my house and all these good books.
Those books are getting ruined anyway.
How do I figure out how far my jump is?
If running long jump is your strength score in feet. So your strength, so you can probably jump 20 feet.
Okay, and this triples. Okay.
You brought your galoshes, because Eludra's going to jump in a puddle.
Damn! Did you say that Jet is 60 feet away from me?
I said 60 feet, yes.
Oh, perfect! Because my jump will allow me to jump 60 feet.
Why are there three of you? Oh, this sucks.
They are focus firing on you.
Yeah, the Cat and Bat are like thwacking us in the back of the head. They're like, no!
Get off my dad! So I do that.
That's not canon. I'm not their father.
So I jump and I land right directly in front of Jet. We're eye to eye. I think that's all I can do. I don't think I can actually do anything to him.
So now you guys are both just you're getting like bros, like up in my face.
Yeah, we're taunting you.
I'm like, and what? I'm what? Standing back, like, guys.
You're like, hold me back, but no one's holding you back.
You're supposed to leave me alone!
You're alright, Toby.
Okay, you're done? That's all?
Yes.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn, Toby.
Okay, so Toby's like, ah! He sees the Cat and Bat staring at him. The beefy ladies are no longer next to him. So he goes, split! And he disappears. And he teleports 30 feet in front of him. So just to get closer to his buddies. So that's 30 feet towards them. And then I will go ahead and run 25 feet. Or just move, whatever. My speed, which is 25 feet. Like, guys, don't leave me! So I believe I'm right behind both of them, if my math checks out, to the extent where I'm, like, on top of basically getting as close to Eludra as I can. Then I will go, what would be something dumb? Like, hey, Jet!
Yeah. Yes?
Hey, you like to get wet?
Hey, okay, you know it.
Wait. You like the beach? Wait.
On my planet, we don't have beaches.
Right now, you're smashed in the back of the head by my water sphere. Make another strength saving throw, please. Because I can move it 30 feet.
Jet gets about to answer. He's like, we don't have the... Oh, God! Hands up. Yeah, I don't know if you can see it. Hands up. See it. Where is it? I got a notification from Steam. It's here. Can you see it?
Right, what are you trying to show us? A keyboard?
Where's my finger? Yeah. Right there.
There it
can
is.
You see that? No number? No, you can't, but it's a 20.
All right, so you succeed. So you are now pushed into Jayla's extended halberd.
That is not how this works.
Okay, it's on any creature on a successful save, a creature is ejected from the space to the nearest unoccupied. On the nearest unoccupied space outside.
I'm the DM now.
Oh fuck! He's hacked our DM. So yeah, you basically get pushed out of it to an unoccupied space around there. The nearest
that
one.
Is 100 feet away.
Oh no! They'll probably just be on top of Jayla's spear, in my opinion.
If there's a pool of acid nearby, like, you know, just that's where I go.
Okay, and that is my turn.
I don't like this.
Okay. Bat comes running. He actually goos between you all. And he goes, I want an unsatisfying ending. And he grabs Jet and goos him into the ground.
What?
Oh, I had him on the ropes, mate.
And Cat follows as well, and they goo the fuck out of there.
What?
And combat ends.
Are you serious?
Listen.
I literally, I had the
How
best
far away are
thing
they?
For my next fucking turn, Michael.
It would be really good, but like I said, I wanted this to be a really unsatisfying ending.
What's the monster doing?
Funny you should say that.
Oh no.
What's Arlington doing?
Does it fall on top of you?
Funny you should say that. You actually hear that same howl. You hear that horrible, monstrous howl. And it sounds like something is digging into your area, and because you know you guys are like in, it's like you're sort of surrounded in, mm-hmm. and a large like rock gets pushed out of the way, and you see a head emerging through the rock, and it's not a pretty head, and you're sure that this is the monster that everyone's been talking about, and Aludra recognizes the face of Thokus.
No!
What?
Oh, hey guys, what's up?
Wait.
And you hear that voice. Do it again, so they missed it.
Oh, hey guys, what's up? It's me.
What?
Steve!
What?
I quit the show.
I'm broken. I didn't even recognize when I was here. At first I was like, is it Tom? What the fuck?
That's where we'll end our episode.
I'm broken inside.
Next time you tell me I can't have a cloak, I am going to fucking lose my goddamn mind.
Oh boy.
Remember when you were like, hey, can we search for these specific scrolls? And Michael's like, yeah, fuck it. He's like, now we're even.
Oh, man. Shit.
Oh, boy. I think my favorite part about that is that, Tim is not pleased.
He seems very legitimately mad.
So stupid.
Oh boy.
This is a high-minded podcast.
Want me to read some feedback?
Yeah, could you? That'd be great.
I'd love to. The original blood drinker says, best podcast I ever heard. When I first picked up this podcast, I was filled with joy and all sorts of fluids. So well thought through that I finally need to review this podcast after catching up on all the episodes. Okay, bye. See you all in GigaCon. Yay.
Ironic that this is the episode that says well thought through.
Yeah. Drifted88 says, finally, after many, many months, I finally caught up and thanks to the DM that Harper is finally dead. Oof. He just started to warm up to me at the end. Let's hope Toby doesn't grind the gears like the other guy did. All hail Jet. I like Bananas Foster more. Okay, now
he's never coming back.
Two back to back that were tough to read. Not nearly drunk enough, but I love it. Love this podcast. The shenanigans they get up to are always entertaining. Definitely not drunk enough. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Red Hood 1029 of Canada says, g'day, mate. Tim has to read this in his salad fingers voice.
Long time listener, first time. Oh, geez, I'm right here. podcast from Tim's character is always praying thy to Jaluja's beautiful aroma. It always keeps me laughing. Mike is fun to listen to as well, I guess. Peter is the best DM. Keep up the good work, guys. 7 out of 7.
Great D&D podcast by Steve Kick from Australia. Well, the first episodes aren't great. Once everyone learns how to play, the show becomes absolutely delightful. I started around a month ago, and I'm finally up to date. R.I.P. Vinners Foster, Drumps in Dragon, the best character. Humor and learning, huzzah. Jen LP from USA. This podcast is wicked awesome. I married a gamer, and while I've been hanging out on game nights with him for years, I never really understood how to play. This podcast helped me understand what AC, Dex, DC, etc. means, and made the game accessible. Now, I'm making him run a campaign with a few friends so I can try playing. Loving it the two times we've been able to meet. Wait. Loving it the two times we've been able to... Oh, I get it. If only there was a time machine to make getting people together easier. I was like, oh, you met us? No. Your friends. Fantastic show. Great for kids. What? From CAC Attack from the United States. I've listened to this podcast for about 2 or more years now, and I'm finally a bad boy for not ever rating or even reviewing. Tons of laughs. I listen to tons of podcasts, and the people in Dungeons & Dragons have the best chemistry. Any I've ever heard, Bachman brings the laughs, Nika brings the experience, Jennifer brings the bad rolls of heart, Tim brings the improv games, and DM Michael is the master conductor of the railroad. Love this podcast and can't wait till GeekCon in STL. Finish the whole thing in 2.5 weeks. Holy shit. And Then Die by Tom Biacchio.
I don't know.
I listen to many other D&D podcasts, but nothing comes close to how great this one is. I know I'm a bit late to the party, but I found you guys just about 3 weeks ago and couldn't stop listening. I'm now all caught up and can't wait to start watching the live stream. The chemistry of the players and DM is unmatched, and the addition of the sultry and sexy voice of one Mrs. Nika Howard makes it even better. Wow! That came out a lot creepier than I wanted. But oh well, holy out of backspace. Sorry, Nika.
No, that's fine.
Oh, boy.
I think if people heard my voice 98% of the time, they would not think that it was real sexy. Because it sounds like dumb girl California voice.
California?
Is that it? Is that all of
yeah,
them?
That's all of them,
buddy.
Oh, boy.
Excellent. Well, boy, I had fun. I know... Almost all of you had fun.
I loved it, personally.
Know.
I'm having a great time.
I liked it when we were all fighting against each other. It was very entertaining.
It was so much tension.
Michael,
it's going to make people very uncomfortable.
I had the best.
But that's because I think they forget again that we all genuinely love each other and are friends, and this is very entertaining for us, I think. Except for Bobbin, who was genuinely afraid.
Nika, if we were a normal D&D game, we would have kept playing for another hour and a half, but...
That's fine.
My God, we're a podcast, it's late, one of us has the flu,
yeah,
we can't have a three-hour episode.
I'm sorry.
My broken body.
I got very selfish, and I thought, ooh, this is going to make a great next turn, I hope it happens, but then I literally thought in my head, I saw the time, and I was like, oof, it's going to get cut, I know it.
Well, now that we're at episode 201, we have a great announcement. Each episode, individually, will be 3 hours. We're recording for 6 hours every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
And
we're taking it back to our roots.
Take it back to our fucking roots, baby.
I would like you to go back and listen to the tape. Steve is missing before Tom dies. We've been planning this for the
even
whole time,
further
guys.
Back. Even further back, you know, well, no, I guess I can't reveal that yet.
Just go listen to the tape. Love you all. I'm sorry, and I hope you enjoyed that. If you want to get in touch with us on Twitter, you can find us at D&D Podcast or at Geekly Inc. I'm at the Michael DeMauro.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer.
I'm at Nika underscore Howard, but Michael, that is not your Twitter.
I know. I don't want them to get mad at me.
He's misleading them.
It's at Thrifty Nerd.
Okay. Like, wait a second. This is Thrifty.
And I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drugs and Dragons? Well, too bad, because we quit the podcast. Well, you can check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Host Westworld, Pope Zone, Transformation Sequence, and You're a Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artist. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop and buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. Steve's back? So head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D podcast abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun in a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/D&D podcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. GeeklyCon 2017 tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held in St. Louis, and you can get your ticket as well as your hotel room online. Information is available on the forums for Riot or Room Shares, so grab your ticket and get ready for the fun. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Quite very dicey. Here's hoping we have another... Oh, you guys will be level 14 next time. I should say that.
Yay! Level up.
All of us?
All of you will be level 14.
I'm so curious to see what's happening.
We'll see y'all next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and atmosphere in this episode was from Sirenscape. Check them out and enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.